ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More protests against President Trump's immigration crackdown. For another night, the National Guard, under President Trump's orders, deployed in Los Angeles. Trump as he entered the Kennedy Center to attend a performance tonight.
If we weren't there, if we didn't bring in the National Guard and the Marines, you would probably have a city that was burning to the ground, just like it was a number of months ago with the housing.
More protests against ICE in New York City tonight. Several arrests near Manhattan's Foley Square. And President Trump confirming tonight that the State Department is ordering a partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and authorizing the departure of non-essential staff and family members from its missions in Kuwait and Bahrain. This as Iran threatens to strike U.S. military bases if nuclear negotiations fail. In a remote area of Washington State, police believe they're closing in on Travis Decker, accused of murdering his three daughters through suffocation. This is ABC News. More than 460 laid-off employees at the CDC got notices that they're being reinstated, according to a union representing the workers. His was the voice of a generation.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Brian Wilson has died, age 82. What started out as a local California band in the 1960s, Wilson's Beach Boys turned into one of the most popular groups of the rock era.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were old?
And it was 1966's Pet Sounds that would go on to inspire artists for decades to come. Fame and popularity took a toll on Wilson, who suffered a nervous breakdown in 1964. He survived addiction and later in life was placed under a court conservatorship. Asked over the years how he'd like to be remembered, Wilson said, as a great songwriter. Regional carrier Silver Airways is shutting down operations. It comes after a failed restructuring attempt through bankruptcy, the abrupt closure leaving some passengers stranded in airports in Florida and other places. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Braves today, 6-2. Milwaukee right-hander Chad Patrick struggled on the mound, giving up the first five runs. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced being in that spot, so maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through five.
So the Braves leave town winning the series 2-1. The Brewers beginning a four-game home series tomorrow night against the St. Louis Cardinals. NBA Finals, the Pacers, led by Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton, hosting the Thunder tonight. That series tied one game apiece. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Wide receiver Bo Melton asked what his brother, Max Bolton, a defensive back for the Cardinals, had to say when he learned that he was trying out at defensive back.
Yeah, so when he seen it, he called me like, what the hell are you doing? Just because, you know, I've been playing wide out. This is something that, you know, came up. I'm going to, you know, give it a shot.
That's the Packers Bo Melton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits, 21, you can get into bars legally, and 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows within a few degrees of 60. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high close to 70. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. Hidden cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to weed, all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, I almost called you Weeha because you're twin. You know, you look the same. Ho,
firstborn here.
That's right. Right. Hey, you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Jaji. Hey, this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Trading Posts. Shop now at causecart.shop and search Native Roots to find your resist gear. And Pinagigi to everyone for all your support.
Yes, definitely. Hey, and that's a cause-cart, I do believe. And so check it out. Get on the Googles and buy your resist stuff here from Native Roots Radio. We've been a very popular shirt over the last 9 years because seems like all we're doing is resisting, Jaleesa.
That's right. That's right. The original resist was that pipeline, you know, continuing the, you know, destruction of our land and colonization and all that, but it's been going on for 500 years and it's still going on.
Absolutely. Hey, I got to bring this up, and we're going to have a guest in the next couple days about this, but people have reached out to me and I've seen the videos, and it's justice for Isa, and Isa Lopez has undeservedly been detained in the Sherburne County since June 9th and is facing federal felony charges for being at a protest against the militarized police presence in Minneapolis. And we all right. saw that and what was going down there. ICE was trying to take these people out and right. the community was protesting. And I know, Jaleesa, you've seen that video and I've seen that video of her not resisting arrest, not beating up FBI agents.
No, I, as many people have already seen, like you said, it's absolutely horrendous what they're doing. You know, even when people do illegal acts, it does not make it legal for them to beat them up. And as far as we know, allegedly she has not done anything wrong, but she right. was there speaking. You said it's, I think her name is Isa, right? Isa Vela.
Right.
Isabella Lopez. So I think you said Isa. So I just want to make sure I was pronouncing
Thank
it right.
Thank you. That's going to be one of your most important jobs is his corrected me on reading. Oh,
yes. So, I'm glad that you brought it up, Jaji. I knew we would need to talk about it today. I've been doing a little research myself. And, you know, if any of the viewers on Facebook, you know, we're seeing your comments coming in live here. And if you have any more information, too, I've seen the videos. And then we have some call to actions, too, that I want to bring up.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. But again, we saw the arrest of her outside, and she was going to put charges up against the FBI because the way she got brutalized here. And those calls to actions are really important to let our listeners know out there. And you can find it, Google in it. You can go onto my personal Facebook page, Robert Pilot, that's me. And check out the you can sign a petition, can send go ahead if Jaleesa, what are some of the calls of action?
Yes, absolutely. So this is for Isabella Lopez. We want to have a call to action to help her out. She was brutally arrested by the feds, and she was speaking. And I've seen over and over again how she has been an advocate for Black and Brown people for a long time. And she has, what I'm seeing online is that people that actually know her is she is a nonviolent person that just advocates for her people. And the call to action is, looks like there's a call the U.S. Attorney's Office of Minnesota and demand Issa be released on all charges dropped. And that number is 612-664-5600. Or it says you could also call 651-848-1950. And again, we'll share that, you know, Judge, you'll share that on your Facebook page, and we can also share that on our Instagram page.
Very important, and we got to get to the bottom of this. Things are really wacky, and the only way that we can fight back is to fight back. And you know, I heard somebody say that we only need 2% of the community to fight back of what's going on here with the Trump administration for a change. And that means, you know, not going to work. That means not opening your restaurant, and really a call to action. So those will be coming up. And one of the things I want to get talk about real quick before we get Bob Blake on is that this Saturday at the Capitol in Minnesota, get out there, 50-51, 50 states, 50 capitals in one message. And there's going to be a lot of people out there, and we need to get out there and do that. Hey, thanks, Jaleesa, for helping me amplify that. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about that later, too. Let's get our friend Bob Blake on, the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Hey, how was the Twins game yesterday? Ho-wa.
It was great, Robert. Robert, check this out. I just got this in the mail. I got the 1987 World Series, Minnesota Twins.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. It's the thing, you know, it's right there, see it?
It's the pack.
But Robert, you remember that team that was Ken Herbeck, Kirby Puckett, Steve Lombardo, Gary Gaetti, Tom Bernanski,
and Dan Gladden, who's still on the radio the past 20 some years. Yeah, I got to interview him when I was at the Native American Heritage Month when we did a live show out there.
Was that Jack Morris? Was Jack Morris on the team then in 1987?
No, that was 91. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that was Frank Viola. Frankie Sweet Music Viola.
Who, truth be told, it's funny, Wendy went to school like right down the block from him. So they knew like the same places and the same things.
You know, one of the first things I remember when I met your wife Wendy was I thought she was joking. I didn't believe her accent, and I was like, I thought she was from Minnesota, and I was like, she sounds like she's from the East Coast, and I thought she was joking, you know. And so as I was listening to her, I was like. You're from like Bloomington or something, you know, but she's really from New York. And I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Cause I was getting, you know, moonstruck and like.
Moonstruck. You
know,
yeah.
share kind of vibes. And I was like, she's not from New York. She's not from the East Coast.
Was I the Nicolas Cage?
You're the Nicolas Cage.
Fan.
Wendy's definitely from you.
Well, but Bob, definitely we got to talk about some solar stuff, what's going on. But there's a lot going on, and I hope you can stand for a couple segments here because we really got to dig deep with what's happening. I also got to say, too, that I have all the original stuff. So I still have my original T-shirt and hoodie from the 87 World Series. And what got the tickets.
Oh, I know, Robert. You always have been a huge Twins fan. And yeah, like the rest of us diehard Minnesota sports fans, we live and die with our Minnesota sports teams.
Right on.
You know, we've got some good information coming up, Robert, on the solar news with the Solar Bear, with solar news around the country. Really interesting thing came out of Washington today was,
can't wait to talk about that next segment, bro. We gotta make people, really stay on and, you know, and, the curiosity approach. Ho. All right. Hey, we're here with Jaleesa, my Hinu, and Bob Blake, my dear old friend. And this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back. We're going to have Wendy on later with the sacred animal portion, too. I just want to give a shout out there, too. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. Ho-wa.
Stay with us.
Minnesota needs diverse teachers who represent our students and communities. Explore teaching degree options at Metro State University's Urban Education Info Session in person at the Minneapolis campus on June 24th. Metro State's programs offer pathways to bachelor's degrees designed for those committed to serving urban communities. Visit campus, get an overview of teaching programs, and meet with an advisor. Sign up at metrostate.edu/urban-teacher-program. Become a teacher. Shape the future. Metro State University.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great way for you to purchase your next vehicle. It's the Toyota Smart Path. You can shop at the dealership or on your couch. Shop smarter by saving time, and remember, they'll have the best prices and no surprises. You can browse the available vehicles, use the Smart Path payment estimator to customize your own payments, apply for financing, and then finalize your purchase. Smart Path is the smartest path to your new vehicle. Check it out online at rudyluthertoyota.com or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Art Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Do you have a personal financial goal like buying a car, starting a business, saving for college, or investing for retirement? Whatever your goal is, you need a plan. It might seem overwhelming, but like physical fitness, you can gradually improve your financial health step by step. Start by creating a spending plan, improving your credit score, opening a bank account, or finding a trusted advisor. Not sure where to start? Visit mn.gov/commerce/money for more.
Oh-ho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka hicha wicha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I just love that tagline, honoring health and tradition. That's just a great line. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake and Jaleesa McKee, and we are talking about renewables, solar, and things like that. Bob, Solar Bear with the Solar News, take it away. Ho-wah.
Yeah, so I did an interview, Robert, with the bond buyer recently, and we talked about, you know, raising capital for energy projects, you know, in tribal country and using bonds to do that, because when you're able to utilize that that kind of debt you know, free financing kind of mechanism model, like bonds do for cities and, you know, other municipalities, the benefits go to you know, the community, right? To the city, or, you know what I mean? The benefits go to in this case, it would go to the tribes. So, So I did the article with them, and it should be coming out shortly. But I think that's really important, because us trying to create this bond market for tribes would really help with the infrastructure projects that tribes are doing, right? And
so explain how bonds work. You can borrow money off the bond.
They're issued by the tribe, right? They're issued by the tribe, and it's a form of a lot of people like to park their retirement accounts into bonds because they're safe, right? You're going to get a mm-hmm. return on them, and your money's not going to be up one day and then be down the next day. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to lose a bunch of money in it. So you get a lot of folks that are in retirement or near retirement that, you know, like to put their money in the bond market because it's safe, but then it grows a little bit of interest, right? Because it's safe. And so that's kind of the capital that I'm hoping that tribes can attract, right? So that mm-hmm. we can then build these projects in tribal country, specifically any energy projects. But what just happened today, Robert, is really historical. Because let me just read you the comment from Senator Murkowski, Republican senator out of Alaska. Mm-hmm. She says, by allowing tribal governments to make better use of housing tax credits, improve the ability to issue tax-exempt bonds, and incentivize new investment incentives, we're opening the door for them to finance more infrastructure projects and promote job growth. I mean, this is huge, Robert. I mean, I cannot begin to tell tribal country how important this is. Like, for real, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, like, if we're able to offer this type of debt structure out to the public, just like cities do, states do, then we're going to be able to take care of our needs, our infrastructure needs, like sewers, I mean, buildings, you name it, all the stuff that everybody else has, you know what I mean? And it will provide a better way of life for everyone. Not only that, we'll be able to build up our trades, our jobs, you know, our talent skills in our communities. So all of our community members have long-term jobs and opportunities just like everybody else does. So, you know, when I worked for Ameriprise Financial, I remember my boss telling me, he was like, if you don't have financing, you have nothing. I mean, so true. If you don't have financing, you have nothing. And you can't do anything without the financing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So let me remind people, Robert, about, talk about COVID when that hit, and we have tribes out there that don't have clean running water. We have tribes that, don't have an infrastructure that you talk about. They still have dirt roads. And, you know, everyone thinks that tribes are all rich, and they're not. And so that's a thing that I understand how important that is, but I want to amplify again how important that is, because a lot of our tribes across Turtle Island are dirt poor.
Yeah. I mean, man, Robert, I was just in a couple of communities the last couple of weeks, and it's amazing. And it's amazing what, you know, these couple of tribes that, you know, that I learned from, what they go through and what they're dealing with, you know? And so, you know, it's called the Tribal Tax and Investment Reform Act of 2025. And I'm just telling everybody right now, this is a really good thing. And I hope that this gets passed and it goes through. I'm really super excited that this is being worked on. And I am going to continue to try and work with, you know, the bond market and advocate for Native Country, you know, on that aspect, because I really do believe, you know, in this work, you know, obviously that Solar Bear does, but, mm-hmm. But you know, and how I believe that this could, you know, help, you know, chart a new course for tribal country. And I will say it, Robert, we're in the gaming business. That's a $1 billion industry. We need to be in the energy business. That's a $1 trillion industry. Native people, we are in the wrong business. And if we focus on this, because when you look at the electricity needs that the entire country is going to need over the next, you know, 10 to 20 years, we're going to tenfold what we're going to need. And that power is going to have to come from somewhere. And I believe that's going to come from all 574 tribes.
Yeah, and I agree 100% because, you know, these companies with their cooling stations and things like that, you know, with the Bitcoin and all these things that are out there right now that are just blowing up, and they need energy, they need water, they need all these things that a lot of tribes have.
Electric vehicles, we're going to electric appliances, anything that doesn't produce carbon, right? Like, because, you know, it's climate change. And so, you know, we're going to electrify everything. So meaning that right here in the Twin Cities, we're going to end up needing 5 to 7 more times of the power we're using right now in the future. That's a lot of energy, Robert, mm-hmm. A lot of energy. So this is really where tribal nations can step in. They can build their projects. They can put them online. They can then feed the grid and not only supply power to their own needs.
Yeah, that's exciting, and it's a process too. One of the exciting things that we've been talking about for almost 9 years, Bob, is how much the prices of things are going down too.
Right. Yeah, and if you look at the needs of the infrastructure with electrical needs specifically, your bill, your electric bill, is only going to go up because we have to replace the lines, we have to replace the substations. All this stuff that we see out here now, Robert, is all, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt technology, you know? And so, you know, that's just giving you a clue, everyone. That's what we're dealing with right now. And so, you know, and I think that tribes are in a perfect place to take that opportunity and create their own utilities to supply power to the grid, because we all know that, you know, our leaders in our communities, you know, they're not going to take a $32 million salary, right? Like the CEOs of some of these utility companies, they're going to take a decent salary, but they're not going to, you know, the benefits of all that is going to flow back into the community. Mm. And you see this in different tribal utilities across the country, why those tribal nations are able to take market share in their area, because the benefits are flowing back into the utility itself and not to the pockets of the CEO and executives.
Wow. So is solar probably the easiest and the best? And again, everything's buying. Go ahead.
It's modular, everyone. So you can either add solar, you can decrease solar. It's about taking a panel away. It's about putting a panel together, adding to it. It's just like a, you know, like a building block, like building blocks. You can take them away, you can bring them down. That's why I like solar. And then the technology keeps on getting better and better. Windows now are going to be PV pretty soon. So you're going to see skyscrapers that are going to become big energy centers. You know, this is the way of the future. You know, but there's other communities out there, Robert, in tribal country, you know, and just in general, that have wind resources. Now let's look at Yellowstone, right, in that area. You literally could do geothermal there, build a transmission line to Las Vegas and supply power to Las Vegas through that geothermal over there. Hmm. You know, because that's got the, you know, it's got all the hot warm springs and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing you could do. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, depending on where your area is at, you're going to use those particular spaces or those type of technologies to power your communities and power your way of life. But that's where we need to go, Robert, to get off of fossil fuels, because if we continue to use fossil fuels, we're going to destroy the planet.
Absolutely. Hey, one of the things that I've been hearing is just what you mentioned about this glass that, and I've been hearing it through the cannabis lens, that you can build these buildings that are made out of this glass that will also run your energy, because it works like solar panels, and it works better than solar panels is what I've been told. So the technology is creeping up on us.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I like to tell folks, you know, it's the Moore's Act. It's the Moore theory, right? Every like, what do you call it, Robert? Every like 2
calculator
years better. You remember it was your eraser. It's your calculator. Remember
right? That yeah. We'll talk more about this. We're with Bob Blake from Red Lake. I just had to say that once. Hey, and this is Native Roots Radio. We're going to be right back, Jaleesa.
All right, stay with us with Bob Blake.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. More protests against President Trump's immigration crackdown. For another night, the National Guard, under President Trump's orders, deployed in Los Angeles. Trump, as he entered the Kennedy Center to attend a performance tonight.
If we weren't there, if we didn't bring in the National Guard and the Marines, you would probably have a city that was burning to the ground, just like it was a number of months ago with the housing.
More protests against ICE in New York City tonight. Several arrests near Manhattan's Foley Square. And President Trump confirming tonight that the State Department is ordering a partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and authorizing the departure of non-essential staff and family members from its missions in Kuwait and Bahrain. This as Iran threatens to strike U.S. military bases if nuclear negotiations fail. In a remote area of Washington State, police believe they're closing in on Travis Decker, accused of murdering his three daughters through suffocation. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers fall to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Braves today, 6-2. Milwaukee right-hander Chad Patrick struggled on the mound, giving up the first five runs. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced being in that spot, so maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through five.
So the Braves leave town winning the series 2-1. The Brewers beginning a four-game home series tomorrow night against the St. Louis Cardinals. NBA Finals, the Pacers, led by Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton, hosting the Thunder tonight. That series tied one game apiece. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Wide receiver Bo Melton asked what his brother, Max Bolton, a defensive back for the Cardinals, had to say when he learned that he was trying out at defensive back.
Yeah, so when he seen it, he called me like, what the hell are you doing? Just because, you know, I've been playing wide out. This is something that, you know, came up. I'm going to, you know, give it a shot.
That's the Packers' Bo Melton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms around, and lows within a few degrees of 60. For tomorrow, more areas of rain, mostly cloudy, a high close to 70. Rain still likely Thursday night and Friday. Highs stay into the 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
We're live from Oshkosh on Thursday, and we'll chat with Kate Stell and Bill Wyman from the Oshkosh Community Foundation. And Mike Dempsey gives us the details on the first Waterfest of the season. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Anin. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're here with Bob Blake, but before we get going, I just want to give a quick shout out to Morten, and he's watching us from Norway, and he is with the World Indigenous News, and just a big shout out to you, and thanks for listening, and let's collaborate sometime, and I'll have you on the show. That's really interesting. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake, and we're talking the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and with always bringing us some exciting news and positivity. I just love having you on, Bob, and I really appreciate you being on, as always. You're muted, Bob. I remember, Bob, can you hear me? You're muted. I remember day of work, too. Yeah, I was just joking. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Wait.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great, Robert. I love being on. Hey, Robert, something really interesting happening in the industry sector, and I think people need to know about this. But, steel is a very carbon-intensive process. So the buildings, the vehicles, our cars, this country was made on steel. Has people ever heard of the steel corporation over in Pennsylvania, Bethlehem Steel?
No.
That Bethlehem Steel was like the biggest steel company in the world at one point in time, and it supplied jobs to all these folks on the East Coast, and it built the steel for the Golden Gate Bridge, for example. Wow. Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of the huge skyscrapers, all the skyscrapers around in the city came from Bethlehem Steel. But the problem, Robert, is that it takes so much coal to make this steel, to make our buildings and to do infrastructure like bridges and you name it. We can't leave our home without driving over steel or walking into a steel building. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the situation, Robert, as it is now, is that there is a study that says that 9% of all emissions in the world come from steel factories. That's a lot.
Wow.
And so part of the problem is that we have to transition these big industries over into a much cleaner way of doing business. Okay. Meaning we can create green steel. Now, what does Solar Bear mean by green steel? Solar Bear means we need to use renewable energy to create the steel that we're using for everything around the world. And one of the greatest examples of this happening is Sweden. Sweden is the first country to start creating green steel. And we can create green steel right in this country, Robert.
Wow.
And so what's really exciting about this is that, I think that if we go down this path where we're creating green steel, we're going to create a lot of jobs and opportunities. I think we just seen a bunch of folks up on the Iron Range get let go of their jobs, right, Robert?
Exactly.
So this is a really great opportunity for the state of Minnesota. This is a great opportunity for the United States of America. It's a great opportunity for jobs. And part of the problem is, Robert, is that if we're going to make this transition, we have to get the corporations on board. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble out there, okay? I want to tell you right now, Solar Bear is with you. I am all about the people. I am all about the resistance, okay? But I'm going to say this, Robert, and it may not be the most popular thing to say, but what I do want to say here, Robert, is that if we don't work with the corporations, because they got trillions of dollars, okay, Solar Bear only has hundreds of dollars, okay? If we're going to make this transition, we need to spend their money, okay? And then we need to be able to help them find a path forward. And that's why I believe, and Solar Bear believes, in trying to help the corporations transition and spend their money in this way, right? So if we are going to make this transition to a renewable energy future and fight climate change, we have to spend the corporations' money, and we have to show them ways that they can do it. And this is one of the ways, Robert, that corporations can start making that transition, right? And it's just like it's just like with the pipelines, right? I don't agree with the pipelines. I don't want the pipelines either. But unfortunately, Robert, I'm still putting gas in my car. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a hybrid. So I have a battery and I have a gas, right? But, you know, it's what I'm using. Long story short, you know, if we are going to use those pipelines, then we should pump it with renewable energy and not coal-fired energy. So any way, Robert, that we can reduce our reliance on carbon, we have to do that, and we have to help the corporations make that transition. And that's why people out there that are listening, you can help do this too, because you can require and in demand that you want renewable energy resources to power your everyday life or your buildings or anything else. You see what I mean, Robert?
So yeah, definitely. No, I hear you. And those are the things we have to use until there's something better to use. And, you know, there's such thing as good corporations. I mean, look at Ben and Jerry's.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, there are good corporations. Yeah, there are good corporations, but these steel companies, these infrastructure companies, they are spending trillions. So this is a great example, Robert, of us transitioning, using green steel. You know, we're not going to stop driving vehicles. You know what I mean? It's probably going to be electric vehicles, but I'm just saying we're still going to need steel. We're still going to need all these different things. And this is a perfect opportunity to do that. So Solar Bear is only making the point of, we need to be able to work with these folks to transition them, to help them find a way, because that's going to help all of us. And in sense, you know, it's going to help, you know, society as a whole, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, where is your next speaking gig? I know I see you go all over getting awards and pumping up the crowd. Where are you going next?
Well, I don't think I can. I think I can announce this. I did an interview, and then I have to do this other thing where they like double check your, to see if you're telling the truth or not.
Yeah, it's like called lie detector.
Yeah, so they're saying that I'm one of the top 50 environmentalists in the country for this canary or something award.
Yeah, that
was kind of cool. I was like, okay. And so they have an independent fact checker that has to like talk to me, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to Hawaii to do a talk there. And that's then funny. I'm going to Cuba in November, Cuba, which is kind of cool. I'll be in Cuba with a bunch of environmental professionals.
Damn. That's awesome. Give me a t-shirt. Oh, wow.
I'm teaching this fall at Stillwater Prison. I'll be a adjunct professor in the tech program at Metro State. So, you know, Robert, this is where I wanted to teach too, by the way. I got to be an adjunct professor at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota. That was wonderful. All my students out there, I see you guys all over the place. You are doing a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. You know, I'm really excited to be taking on this opportunity, and it's going to be one night a week. And I'm really excited to, and I'm teaching community development, and it's going to be based around renewable energy. So I'm going to send out all these individuals when they are released. They're going to be like mad renewable energy, like, you know, rebuilding their communities. So I'm super excited about that. But this is really actually where I wanted to teach. Actually.
Right on. Well, you know, you can have me come in and talk about how we really move Solar Bear and Native Roots Radio parallel to the great universes of the sky here.
Oh, I know. Yeah, incredible. I know. I remember us going out to Old Chicago out there in Eden Prairie.
Yeah.
After the radio shows. That was so fun. I used to look forward to that, Robert, because I knew that when we got done with the show, we would go to Old Chicago, and I was would always look forward to that.
Well, we also went to Jay Selby, and you couldn't believe how
Jay
good.
Oh, yeah, Jay Selby's.
That's right. We used to go to Jay Selby's, too.
Former sponsor of ours, yeah. Vegan. We still go there once a week at least.
Oh, yeah. I got to get over there. Yeah, you just reminded me of that. but, yeah, Robert, so many good things are happening, and I cannot thank enough for this show and for all of your support. And you know, let's continue to keep on moving forward. Yeah, so good things happening.
Right on. Hey, Jaleesa, Bob and I were at this event, and we have our Resist shirts, and we were giving them out for free. And Bob gave it out to a person that we were resisting. So remember that, Bob? We don't have to say the don't say the name.
No. Hey, well, I am going to say this. Our lieutenant governor came and saw us at our play, okay? She came and watched the play that I was in, and I told her, I said, I'm so excited for her for running for the state, for Senate. I'm so excited for Peggy. We need her to be our next senator. I'm just so excited for her.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's going to happen, and you know, things are going to pick up, and she's told me that she's going to come on the show and rev it up, and it'll be good. I see her all over community, and you know, you see her on the news, and it's just not Native community. She's all over, and all the people that are endorsing her locally and nationally, it's a big deal, and we're excited. I can say I know that person. She's the U.S. Senator of Minnesota.
It was so cute. It was so cute, Robert. Real quick, I gotta tell you, her daughter is so cute, because I asked her, I said, do you want to go into politics or do you want to go into theater? And her daughter goes, I want to go into theater.
Yeah, definitely. So well, she's been brought up to it. It's nonchalant. Peggy always talks about how, you know, they meet all these important people, and it's their aunts and uncles to her, you know, because she grew up in this.
I mean, it's just like the way Peggy was like raised, right? Like she was into all that stuff. And so it's no wonder that she chose this. And, you know, I think a lot of us, Robert, you know what I mean, are around this stuff. I was around my grandma and, you know, my family. And no way did I ever think I'd get into this advocacy space. But here I am. And it's just something you're like, you know, it just comes with you. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, this is what we got to do. We got to get back. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep, definitely. Hey, we got to have you back on. And no, it was Prince Day at Target Field. But we want to talk about the days you worked with Prince and worked for Prince, and bring that up. And
Give you some, I got lots of cred. Stories, people. I got lots of good stories on Prince, George Clinton, Larry Graham. I used to, you know, when we used to fly back, Robert, I used to always ask Aaron, I used to say, Aaron, get me sitting next to Larry. So I used to always sit next to Larry Graham, and he was with Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, yep, definitely. Hey, thanks, Bob. We're going to see you next week. Have a great day. This is Native Roots Radio. Up next, Wendy with the sacred animal portion of our show. Oh, wow. This is Native Roots Radio.
Thanks, Bob.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP. Along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you 2 go-card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3000. 312-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show, we want to give a shout out to all the wolves and the hunt. Say no to the hunts, even. All right, Robert?
Right. Hey, let's give a big howl. Hey, before I bring in my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy, I just want to give a shout out to, I guess, Brian of the Beach Boys passed away. And the day before, Sly of the Family Stone passed away. People that music I grew up with, and it's really sad to hear their passing. But just wanted to recognize them. Hey, Wendy, how is it going?
Yeah, a lot of great music you just mentioned there by a couple of really amazing musical artists. So yes, hey everybody, my name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I am a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, formerly known as the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. And I know over the years I've talked about dogs, and I'm going to be talking about dogs tonight,
rough,
too.
Rough.
Yeah.
Woo. Good. Good one.
So you guys all know Jane Goodall, right? Mm-hmm. So for those who do not know Jane Goodall, she is a British primatologist and conservationist, and she's known for her groundbreaking work studying wild chimpanzees in Tanzania. She discovered that chimpanzees use tools, a trait once thought to be unique to humans. And she's really been unbelievable. Robert and I got the rare opportunity to see her in New York City a couple of years ago when she spoke. And also, I want to mention this too. A famous Native American who loved dogs was Chief Sitting Bull.
Yeah.
Yes, Lakota leader. He was known to have a deep connection with animals, and dogs played an important role in the Lakota life, both as companions and working animals. Sitting Bull was said to have kept dogs around his camp, and they were often present during ceremonies and daily life. Let's see here. So why I'm bringing this all up is because I just found something new that came out about dogs. I know this sounds funny, but I did do a information check, and this is correct information, and this is real.
All right.
It's not fake news. And it came from Brain Maze on Facebook. So it sounded to me like it could be a little bit, maybe not real.
Yep.
So I did go and fact check it, and it is real. So it's from Brain Maze, and this is what they put up, that a groundbreaking study from Sweden's Linköping University has confirmed that dog lovers have, which they have long suspected, the bond between dogs and humans is deeply biological. The key is oxytocin, the hormone responsible for love and trust. As wolves evolved into domesticated companions over thousands of years, dogs became genetically tuned to this hormone. Those with specific oxytocin receptors variants are more likely to seek human help, show affection, and thrive in modern environments. But today, scientists say we're entering the third wave of domestication, one shaped not by survival or status, but by empathy and adaptability. Modern service dogs are at the forefront of this transformation. Unlike their ancestors bred for guarding or herding, these dogs are biologically and behaviorally wired to be calm, social, and deeply attuned to humans, even from puppyhood. This new evolution is reshaping canine genetics in real time. As our cities grow and our lifestyles change, so must our dogs, right? Not just in behavior, but in biology. And I really thought that this is unbelievable, because there are certain dogs that are bred for companion, where other dogs are, you know, bred for you know, herding and working and but I know, like, our dog Wanda, she has a lot of oxytocin receptors in her body, and she's very, very sweet and kind of
she's funny,
you know,
too.
She's funny. And, you know, she gazes into my eyes.
Our grandchildren love Wanda.
Oh, my gosh. They sure do. When they see her, and they love.
They reach out for her.
They do. They reach out for her, and they love to hear her bark. They love to hear her bark. Yeah. When she barks, they get excited. They're like, what's going on? What's happening? That's Wanda. Yeah. You know, they kind of, they're only 10 months old and they don't talk, but you could see it in their expression, you know?
Well, and they know her dad. Her dad's watched her, and she barks at her dad, but doesn't bark at the grandkids.
She never barks at the kids. Never. She's so funny. She barks at everybody else. She really does. So there's this thing that I talk about every year when the summertime comes, and it's called the 5-second rule. And this is what I want everyone to do who goes out on a hot day that walks their dog. So before walking your dog, place the back of your hand on the asphalt or concrete or wherever you're walking the dog. And if you can't hold it there for more than 5 seconds, it's too hot to walk your dog. So just do that test. And the, you know, the skin on the back of our hands is a lot more sensitive than our palms. So that's why we want you to use the back of your hands. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we can bring that more often now too, because they are so low to the ground too. And especially our dog.
Absolutely. And a lot of dogs are brought into the vet with their paw pads burnt. Walking on the concrete and asphalt. So we want to do that. Also, every year during this time, we have less than a month left to 4th of July, and people are already sounding off the fireworks. I am an anti-fireworks person at this point in my life. I wasn't always. I was, you know, love to watch the fireworks, go see it. I did. But when I learned about all the devastation that it causes, not only to animals, but, you know, to veterans, people who have PTSD, they also pollute. They get into the water, they get on the land, all the debris from the fireworks, and it really scares the dogs a lot and the animals. It really does. So, and it really harms a lot of wildlife. Mm-hmm. A lot of wildlife mothers are in the dens with their babies, and they hear the fireworks, and the moms take off. They can't find their way back to the babies, and then the babies die, and there's no reason for it.
And don't forget our veterans. And a lot
I mentioned
of them,
the veterans. Yeah. Yes, you missed that part. I just said that.
I knew that. I was just testing if I was listening.
Yes. So, our veterans that come back from, you know, war.
The service, yeah.
It's really hard on them, too.
Did you hear them last night? Because it's crazy. Me and Jelaine and Micah were just talking about that as we were all putting the babies down for bed, the fireworks. So we were having this exact conversation on, okay, yeah, we kind of like the fireworks in our past life, but in this current state, and we know too much, it's just too harmful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you learn too much and you really know, when I finally learned what all the bad stuff that these fireworks did, I couldn't watch them anymore and have fun watching them. I couldn't enjoy it anymore, so I just stopped doing it. So again, this is the time of year to get your dogs their tags, you know, have a plan, get anti-anxiety medication from your vet if you need it, and keep your dog inside. The most dogs go missing on the 4th of July.
I know. It's
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Does President Trump have legal authority to send in troops when the governor doesn't ask for it? Jim Santel will break that down. Also, Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlone. We talk sports with J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Protests again tonight in downtown Los Angeles over ICE immigration raids, and now they're growing in other cities across the country. ABC's Maria Varial is in San Antonio, where Texas Governor Greg Abbott preemptively called up the National Guard.
As we were driving here to this location to speak with the mayor, we actually saw that several businesses are already boarding up in preparation of what might happen tonight, but also what might happen over the weekend. I mean, the mayor basically said, listen, we are going to ramp up our police logistics here, but at the same time, these are men and women that have been very well trained in how to respond to peaceful protests.
Health Secretary RFK Jr. naming 8 new vaccine policy advisors, including 1 COVID vaccine critic, to replace the panel he abruptly dismissed earlier this week. A federal judge issuing a preliminary injunction barring the Trump administration from deporting or continuing to detain Columbia Palestinian protester Muhammad Khalil. This is ABC News.
Enjoy.